From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the Israeli city Tel Aviv, two Palestinian gunmen opened fire late Wednesday on shoppers and diners at a marketplace near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing four, wounding five. Police have both shooters in custody. They're identified as cousins from the West Bank town of Hebron. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, after meeting security officials, denounced the attack as a savage crime of murder by criminal terrorists who don't value human life.
I think a larger tragedy was avoided by the resolute action of citizens, of security people, police. We're going to take the necessary steps to attack the attackers and to defend those who need to be defended.
The last attack in Tel Aviv was New Year's Day when an Israeli Arab shot and killed three people. The United States has described the call by South Sudan's leaders for a truth commission instead of an international tribunal to seek justice in the two-year conflict disappointing. In an article in the New York Times Wednesday, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar said the only way to unite South Sudan is through an organized peace and reconciliation process. They said disciplinary justice would only destabilize the country. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the so-called hybrid court is part of last year's peace agreement both men signed.
We firmly support the African Union's efforts to establish this hybrid court, which is called for by the peace agreement, which was signed by President Kiir and First Vice President Machar in August 2015. And we expect the parties to fulfill their responsibilities.
Human Rights Watch denounced the proposal, calling it a self-serving attempt to evade justice. The court was to be set up by the African Union to prosecute offenses committed during the conflict, believed to have left tens of thousands dead. This is VOA News.